My name is Heather DeBell. Not Heather, but Heather. However, not a soul exists outside of my family and our servants who pronounces my name properly. So my papa instructed that I correct people each and every time. For he was quite proud of my name. Heather, the Egyptian goddess of the sky, women, and love. As a child, I treasured nothing more than to listen to his tales of my ancient namesake. As an adult, well, as much of an adult as I was permitted to be, I felt quite goaded by the name. For my dear papa had left out one critical fact, which I realised on my own. The goddess Heather was, and forever will be, in the shadow of the goddess Isis. And the Greek counterpart for Isis is Aphrodite, the name my papa bestowed upon my elder sister. Thus, I always found myself overflowing with a childish desire to outshine her. It was a war I declared of my own volition. A war my sister did not even acknowledge, yet she defeated me in every battle. My sister was supremely victorious, whether it was in music, dancing, reading, languages, beauty. Just like her ancient namesake, Aphrodite was the ideal, the very measure of accomplishment. It had been 2 years, 1 month, 2 weeks, 1 day, and 5 hours since she had become known as Her Grace, the Duchess of Everly. Her greatest triumph. And though I was truly happy for her, there existed in me a deep hurt, an unattended wound somewhere within that left me in anguish. I knew not where this wound was, but I was sure of my attacker. It was Aphrodite. Even now, despite the distance between us, I felt her sword striking once more. Pregnant! My mamma, Lady Diana DeBell, the Marchioness of Mortimer, all but proclaimed to us as she rushed into the study. Aphrodite is pregnant! Truly? How wonderful! My father grinned, tossing his book onto the table in haste to see the letter my mother waved like a royal decree before us. If anyone knew anything about my father, Lord Charles de Bell, the Marquis of Mortimer, it was that he did not toss books lightly. Yes, she is rather far along. She wished not to say anything until she was very well sure. Now that she is, she apologises for not being able to make it this summer, but assures us that despite persistent exhaustion and an insatiable appetite for bread and butter pudding, she is in good health. My mother handed the letter to him, even though she had told him all its contents. The grin on my father's white face was so wide, I could count every wrinkle. If I remember correctly, you were similarly afflicted while pregnant with Damon. The whole estate smelled like a bakery for weeks. Did someone say my name? Damon questioned, as he entered the study, carrying in his arms a small girl, not yet two, with light brown skin and the curliest brown hair. Immediately upon seeing her, my mother rushed to take her into her arms. Minnie, you are going to be a big cousin soon. My mother kissed her cheek. The girl's name was actually Minerva. Minerva DeBell, as Damon had sought to keep father's tradition of styling all daughters after goddesses. However, everyone had taken to calling her Minnie.